Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all my listeners out there. We are actually in 2014. I'm so, so excited. But yes, Breathe Again Magazine, Breathe Again Radio Show is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We come to you and we bring you victorious testimonies from people just like yourself. People that have gone through the fire, came out the fire, and they have decided to share their story with someone else so they can make it. You know, the Word of God tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. So it's so very important that we share what we've gone through to help somebody else make it. I don't know about you, but when I was going through, I needed someone to say, hey, baby, you're going to be all right. Hey, baby, just hang on in there. This is what I've gone through. So that's what we do. We bring you people with victorious testimonies so you know that you'll be able to make it. So to God be the glory. You know, yes, like I said, this is our first show in 2014, and I'm so very excited. I get to do what I love, and I love what I do because I'm glorifying God in what I do, you know. I'm sharing victorious testimonies that God may be glorified in the process, in the testimony, in the talk. So to God be the glory. You know, I was really excited to see 2013 in. I don't know about you, but I was excited about it. I went through a lot in 2013. I lost my mother in 2013. You know, I had some setbacks, lost some things, and I just was at a point where I said, God, did you really tell me that? God, am I supposed to be where I am right now? So I'm in 2014, and you are too, and I've just decided to make it work. I've decided to run, put on my sneakers, and just keep on running because I'm running a race. And so I'm just really going to just jump in, do what I love what I do, and glorify God in the process because if I'm still here, there's things I need to be doing. So to God be the glory. You know, today's show is all about those low places in your life. Like I was saying, I've been through a lot of things in 2013, so I was at a low place, you know. And so many of you out there that is listening right now, you may be at a low place in your life. You may be in the corner. You may be in the bed. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it another day, another hour, another minute. And Dr. Oliver Reed is going to be on the show on today, and he's got a new book release out, and it is Words from the Low Place, Words from the Low Place, Lowest Places for God's Highest. But let me get that correct, because I've been messing people's stuff up all the time. So it's Words from the Low Place, Your Lowest for God's Highest, because sometimes when we're at our low place, that's when God can talk to us and speak to us and show us what he wants from us. And he's going to be on the line today to share some tips on how to embrace that low place. A lot of us are running from that low place, but how do we embrace that low place? You know, Paul told us that we need to be content in what we do and where we're at in every situation, you know, that we find ourselves in. So that's what Dr. Reed is going to be sharing on today, and he's going to share all of the different authors that are part of this anthology. And moving forward, each month we're going to have one of the authors on the show. So every third Thursday is going to be dedicated to the book. We'll have somebody on the line that's talking about their story because we find strength in that and we find encouragement in that. So I am going to, you know, what I do is I share a prayer each show. So I'm going to go ahead and put you on the line with the prayer. And I hope it blesses you, because it blesses me each time I listen to it. So we're going to put you on hold. Well, not on hold, but we're going to go right into the prayer. And when we come back, we're going to bring Dr. Reed on the line. So I pray this prayer blesses you.
Father, Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out. Not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good. I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. I just thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. I absolutely love that prayer, and I know it blessed you. That is Israel New Breed and Darlene Check, so, and she's from Hillsong, so I pray that that prayer blessed you. We're going to get right into the show. We're going to bring Dr. Oliver Reed on the line, and he's going to share with us his new release. It is Words from the Low Place, Lowest Places. No, when I told you I'd be messing stuff up, right? Lowest Places for God's Highest. So we're going to bring him on the line now. Dr. Reed, are you there?
I am here. How are you, Nicole? How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am doing good. I'm just lost with that prayer. I mean, I could have took it
through
it all and had a couple more minutes on that.
I know. I know I get so caught up even when that prayer comes on. I bless God for it. And so I have to play that at the beginning of our shows because God is so awesome. And we do need to live our lives as a thank you for what he's done and what he's currently doing in our lives. And you do a lot, and I'm so glad that our paths have crossed, and not even crossed, they've connected, because I know it's a divine connection between you, myself, your ministry, my ministry, and what God is doing with you and your wife. So I just bless God for you. I've known you for a few years now. I've seen you really evolve, and God just bless you. So I do just want to take some time and say thank you for what you do in the kingdom, not just in your ministry, but in the kingdom.
Wow. Thank you. I'm so grateful to have known you and knowing you, and what you're doing as well is definitely a divine connection.
Amen, amen. Well, we are going to get into the show. I want you to tell the listeners, for those that may not have heard of Dr. Oliver Reed, Apostle Oliver Reed, Prophet Oliver Reed, Pastor Oliver Reed, tell the audience a little bit about who you are, sir.
Okay. Man of many hats, but just, you know, most people know me on social media as Oliver, or OTR, my initials, and just a man that loves the Lord, been broken, rebounded from a lot of different things in my life, and felt that this would be an opportunity to showcase God's glory in what I've been through. So I'm just a person that just really, a philanthropist, as you would say, or just an advocate of humanity and God's will in the earth. And we do a lot of healing and classes and just training and development, just loving on people, Nicole. That's just what we do in our ministry.
Amen. And you do that so well, sir. And you are also an international preacher because you do a lot overseas and you go into Colombia. Is that correct?
Yes, going to Colombia, my wife and I, we're headed to Liberia, West Africa, to visit an orphanage and family over there in February as well.
Amen, amen. So that's why I say thank you for what you do in the kingdom, because we've got to understand that it's not just about our little box right here. So to God be the glory.
Yes.
You're also the author of several books. I tell you, I wrote my one book back in 2010, and I think I don't know how many you've come out with since then. So tell the audience a little bit about some of the books that you've released as well.
Yes, my first book was Don't Press Fast Forward, and it talks about overcoming storms in life. If you ever found yourself in the middle of this film called Life and wanting to get to the next scene, I talk about enduring the process. I talk a lot about endurance. That's my first book. My second book was about direction, Spiritual GPS, which was also an Amazon bestseller, and it deals with your daily navigation through the steps that God gives you, still talking about process and getting from point A to point B. And a lot of little e-books. We minister a lot to pastors and leaders who have been wounded. So I have one e-book out called 9 Keys to Keeping the Vision Fresh, Taking the Misery Out of Your Ministry. So this is all to leaders who have had difficult situations and lost their marriage and have lost their children and saved everybody else. This is a great download for you. And I'm just so pumped about this new book called Words from the Low Place, Your Lord's for God's Highest, and that's my anthology. I didn't write this book alone. As you alluded to earlier, Nicole, I had some help from about 9 other authors.
Okay. And where did the vision come from, Dr. Reed? Because I've chatted with you on several occasions, and I know this was birthed out of you, and God gave this to you years ago. So tell us a little bit about that process.
Yes. I appreciate it. I just got to say this. Nicole, you gave me an opportunity, given me an opportunity, even back in the day before I had books out. And one of the articles I think I've written in your magazine was dealing with a suicidal attempt I had in 1995.
Right.
So a lot of people don't know that. You know, to be absolutely honest, this Words from the Low Place anthology was really supposed to be my first book. Before all of these books were done, I had finished this book, I thought, and the Holy Spirit, God said to me, said, it's not just for you, that you've been at low places, you've been at the bottom, now release it to other people. And so that's how I came about doing it. He said, now share this with other people and allow them to be a part of what you're doing because they have a story and another piece to the puzzle. And that's how I've gotten this together.
That's such a blessing because you could have actually did it on your own and you could have did it by yourself, but you didn't do it by yourself. So tell me a little bit when it will be released, where we're going to go with it, how they can contact you and find out more information about the actual book.
Okay, this book is, I'm telling you, and I'm not just saying this because I've written it, it's such an explosive book. It takes you on a journey. Anybody who's experienced things like cancer, Nicole, my mother is in this book, and I'm so excited about this. I was able, and not being selfish and being led by God, to allow my mother to be in this book, who has a powerful story about cancer and some different things that she's been through. And so it's going to be released on January 18th, 2014, and it's going to be released on this Saturday coming up by way of Amazon. So we're going to be releasing everything in our social media pages and on the web for you to get it. And I'm telling you, it is a great read. And I also want to say congratulations to you.
Amen.
You have some projects coming up the same day, right?
Amen. Well, we're not talking about me right now. We're not talking about me. It's all about you and your book right now. So I want to keep it there. But, yes, I do have a book release coming out. And thank you so much for those kind words. I do appreciate that so very much. So it's going to be released on January 18th. And so they can go out on Amazon. They can check out your website. And please do give your website address so listeners can actually go check you out, go read all about you, and, you know, be encouraged by you and inspired by you and get the word of God from you, because you have a plethora of information, a wealth of information on your website. So what's that web address, sir?
Yes, it's www.otrministries.com. That's www.otrministries.com. Also, otrministries.org. You can go to either of those sites. I'm going to be releasing a special site as you follow me on the day of release, so you can be able to get a lot of things from there. So I'll share a little bit about that later on.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you did mention a little bit about your mother being in the book and yourself. What are some of the other topics that some of the authors are talking about and what they've survived through?
Oh, wow. We have one that talks about one chapter written by a prophetess, Sabrina Evans. She has a powerful chapter dealing with almost isn't victory. So she's dealing with the almost factor, and I don't want to give a lot of away, but a phenomenal story. We have poetry. It's a devotional. There's nothing like it. It's a plethora of different things in it. We talk about daddy. You know, we talk about daddy dealing with the rejection of the father, and how God became Christ becomes the father. We have a lot of different things in there. We deal with.
Yeah, I think you also deal with divorce, and you deal with stinking thinking. And I love that, because a lot of times we think of those issues, we've gone through domestic violence and abuse and infidelity and pain and things of that nature that other people have inflicted upon us. But rarely do you find in a book like I Was Dead Wrong. And so you talk a little bit about the stinking thinking in there as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we talk about the mindset, because I always say this, and I like to put this out, that low places are high places inverted, which means that when you're at the bottom of something, it's how you look at it. You can easily achieve and transfer or transform that situation to a high-level situation just by your mindset and when you're going through it. So I like to say that low places are high places inverted. It's how you look at it.
Wonderful.
Now you embrace that process.
That's good. Now, Dr. Reed, Breathe Again is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. I want you to take about, you know, 40 seconds or so and encourage somebody that may be at a low place in their lives. Things have changed. Somebody may have walked away. Things just are not where they used to be. So I want you to encourage them and minister to them right now.
Yeah, I just want to tell someone that's out there listening that your lowest moment is not too low, that Christ can't reach you at that bottom of the cliff or whatever you're facing. I also would like to say that God died on the cross. Christ died on the cross that we may live and be able to take your wounds and then give you his wounds. He was abused for our iniquities, and our stripes were upon him. So he wants to get it off of you and put it on him. So tonight, just believe that. Believe that and just get whatever's on you, offer yourself onto him.
Amen, amen. Offer yourself on to him. Any last words, Dr. Reed? Will you have anything new coming up? Is there a boot camp or a ministry training that you have going on this month?
Yes, we have a lot going on right now. We have a Ministry Not Impossible boot camp where we minister to leaders that are involved. We're having a phenomenal journey in that. We also will be having on March the 8th of this year, we're going to be having a Recovery Room Summit in Charlotte, North Carolina, so be looking at that. That's going to be dealing with the subject becoming better than before, because a lot of times in our lives we get healed, but we don't recover from what is happening. So we want to recover becoming better than before. So we have a great, audience that will be assembling, as well as some great facilitators that will be a part of this. That is so phenomenal that I wanted to get it out to you. If you don't make anything else this year, I believe this Recovery Room Summit and tour is going to be awesome. And also in July, we're going to be having a Recovery Room Marriage and Singles Conference in the Virginia area. So all the information will be on the site. And so, I just want to
invite you to come. And that website one more time?
Yeah, it's going to be www.otrministries.com.
And I like what you just said, and I think that's a good segue to end the show. You said a lot of times we heal, but we don't recover. Explain that just a little bit further. Go a little bit deeper with that.
Yeah. Thanks. I believe it's just like a regular surgery. The doctor comes in, he removes what is bothering you, what has been a deficiency in your body. Let's say it was a cancer, or say it was a tumor. Let's just use that for example. He goes in, he talks about it, he finds the area, and he goes and he takes it out. But the moment you wake up, or let's say before you wake up, you're transported to ICU. You have to recover. They check your vitals, they check your pulse, they check everything, your vital signs, to make sure you're okay. And God wants to do that. He's taking some things out of you, but sometimes we want to just stand up on the operating table and continue with our life. And God said, no, I want you to recover. I want to restore you. That word restore means to put back better than before.
Love it.
I just don't want to take the cancer out, the jealousy out, the malice, whatever it may be. I want you to recover and be able to deal with it so that you can become better 10 times faster, 10 times stronger, 100-fold return in your life. And so that's what we're talking about, the recovery in the body of Christ.
Amen. I love it. So sometimes when you heal, take that extra time. Take what's needed. Sit down somewhere and just get it together. Yes, you may have forgiven, and yes, you may have healed, but now work on you. Would that be correct?
Yeah, working on you, because there's a lot of relapses. If you don't do that, you might feel better, but you're not better. And I want to say this to somebody, you may be feeling better, but you're not better. You need to, and that's why you have a relapse sometimes. I've been guilty of that, getting up, thinking I can go ahead and on with my life.
Yeah.
And like you said, needing to sit down somewhere and allow those scars to heal, to reopen and not pick those sores and not exert ourselves in the next season of our life so that we can enjoy the success. Sometimes we can't enjoy the success because we're still recovering from the failure.
I love it, love it, love it. Now, y'all heard them, listeners. Go on out to otrministries.com. Learn more about Dr. Reed. He is phenomenal, and I know he will just bless your life. He'll bless your socks off. And I love that recovery, that whole, what you were talking about with the whole recovery and heal, but, you know, you've got to recover. And as my niece says, Dr. Reed, have several seats. Sit down somewhere.
I love that. Can I do something real quick, Nicole, before we go?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm giving away two of autographed copies of this new book, Words from the Low Place. I'm giving two away. I guess the first one that will tag on your page or inbox you, Nicole, I'm going to get that book out to them free of charge as a gift for listening and support of Breathing In Ministry.
Amen, amen. So Dr. Reed is giving away one of the books, and all you need to do is make a comment out there and let them know that you want that book. You've been listening to the show. So to God be the glory for this show right here, first show in 2014, and I know it blessed me. Each show blesses me because I learned something new. So we need to stay teachable, coachable, and trainable with those that are around us. So thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Reed.
God bless you. Thank you. And thank all the other authors as a part of this, and what you do and what you mean to the body of Christ is so important. Thank you so
amen,
much.
Amen, amen. And I can't wait for next month for that third Thursday to get that first author on the line as well. So to God be the glory. All right, listeners, that has been our time for today. I thank you so much for hanging out with us on today. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be with us. So God bless you. Make sure you check us out online. BreatheAgainMinistry.org. Yes, we started a new ministry, BreatheAgainMinistry.org, but we'll get into that later because today was all about Dr. Reed. So to God be the glory for great things he has done, doing, and going to do. God bless you all, and I never say goodbye. I always say until next time. God bless you, and have a super fabulous evening.